This recording is a production of the Conservative Anabaptist Education Committee. This presentation was recorded at the Conservative Anabaptist School Board Institute 2023, held at Pleasant View School in Arcola, Illinois, on March 3 and 4.
Welcome back. It's been a feature of each of these institutes to take a look at one of the subject areas. We operate our schools from year to year, but it is important sometimes to step back and ask, what are we doing and why? And so it is profitable sometimes to consider what is history, what is teaching history? Why teach math? Why teach science? What's this all about? And we've gone around the circuit over the years, and then we've gotten more specific. For example, one year, why teach algebra? And so this year, we asked the question of why teach writing? What is writing? We think of reading, writing, arithmetic, but that old type writing they talked about was pretty much cursive writing. Here we're thinking about writing. I'm curious who has followed any of the Ukraine updates in plain news by Anya Hirsch. Anybody? If you want to see some good examples of good writing, read them. Stands us in good stead to prepare write to our children to write. And to address that topic, we have with us Andrew Yoder. Andrew and his wife Jennifer have developed a creative writing curriculum. It's actually being marketed, partly at least, by Christian Light. There are samples of it down in the Christian Light display room. And so Andrew will guide us through our thinking here of why teach writing.
Good morning to each of you. It is good to be here again discussing school and things pertaining to it. Why teach writing? I've been a teacher for 8 years, two different schools, teaching grades ranging from fifth grade to 12th grade. I've enjoyed teaching English and the writing that goes along with it, local history, biology and ecology have been some of my favorites. Currently, I'm employed with a small company that does business accounting, so I'm no longer teaching at this point. I've taken a special interest in writing in our schools, largely due to my wife's influence and then my own enjoyment of English. When I started teaching, English was one of my subjects that I was scared of. And as I got to understand it better, it became one I enjoyed most. So that work and the encouragement of a lot of people has led us to where we are today with our interest in the writing in our schools. I don't really consider myself an author, and hardly even an editor, maybe a little bit. But more, I consider myself a teacher who feels that writing is a superior method for learning. We're going to start off with a creative writing class. When I suggested that I would do this to my wife, she said, well, how are you going to get all those men to think they can write? So I'm not going to get you to think that you can, I'm just going to tell you that you need to. You should have a piece of paper that is just blank. And that's what we'll use first. When meeting people, we talk about what we do in profession terms. And we kind of describe ourselves. We say, I'm a plumber, or I am a board member, or I am a farmer, or I am a homemaker. But let's not stop there. Let's include the ideas of the other little tasks that you have. So I am a trash taker outer, things like that. A latte crafter, a baby bottle fixer, a snow shoveler, you know, so on. So that's what we're going to do. Write your name at the top so that everybody will know who it is once we post these on the wall. I'm not kidding. Okay, at least if the ushers follow the instructions anyway. I'm going to be sharing a list describing myself in this manner, and then you start writing a list that describes yourself using profession type terms. It can be the actual professions you do or just those tasks you do as I explain. Maybe some of mine can trigger ideas for you. Feel free to look off your neighbor's list. You just may not copy theirs exactly because that's plagiarism and that's illegal to do. So you don't do illegal things here, I'm sure. Wives, help your husbands here a little bit. They need a little extra jump starting. After we're done, I ask the ushers to collect them, and they're going to post them on the wall, and you'll be able to enjoy other people's writing a little bit after, during the break times. So go ahead and begin. We'll give just a few minutes here. I'll rattle off a few things that are for me, but don't feel like you have to wait till I'm done, because I won't give a lot of time after I finish. So I'm an amateur accountant. Okay. That was not the thunder. I am a former school teacher, a nose blower, youth group promoter, a school tuition payer now. A dog breeder, website creator, tangled typist, a nonprofit editor, a gracious church devotions critiquer. At least I like to think I'm gracious. I'm a post hole digger on occasion. Lover of God. Scorner of McDonald's, or McDonald's, however you want to pronounce it. A museum plaque reader. My wife is always way ahead of me when we go through exhibits. I am an amateur bicyclist trainer and band-aid applier. Amish-made fry pie devourer, wife hugger, expert fire starter, neighbor helper, CDL driver, mistake maker, and hopefully apologizer. GMO avoider, at least passively. Creator of crummy compost. And in the evening, when we're all tired and we've got the children in bed, the answer to cries of "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy," coming from the bedroom. All right, finish up any final idea you had and then pass your papers to the center aisle, and the ushers will pick them up there. And you'll get to read other people's. So hopefully you wrote it nice and clearly. When I was looking at this topic, thinking about having only 30 minutes to convince you that you need to have writing in your school, it was a little tough to decide to take several of those, 5-10 minutes up doing a creative writing class. But I think it's valuable. There's a couple things we want to learn and see in that class. That writing gives you beyond just the material that you produced. What does it do for you? It makes you analyze a topic. In this case, it was yourself. It forces you to sort through your thoughts for best descriptions. It builds your creative ability by forcing you to work within some bounds. I gave you a boundary to describe yourself. It produced a short little understandable description of who you are. Maybe not entirely of describing all about yourself, But now everybody should know a little more of who you are. So there's a lot that can be gained beyond just the things that you produce when you write those written materials. Writing is thinking, and we want our graduating students to think, especially in this age of Google. People sometimes ask, you know, why do you need to learn something if you have it all at your fingertips? I think it's even more important to learn something now, because there's so much stuff there that, you know, will take you far away if you don't learn to think. On your handout, I have a couple points on the effect of consistent writing practice. What can it do? I separated these into categories, but really the effect, each of these effects can be seen in any of the categories, but I just sorted them to look at specific effects for those specific areas. I don't near have all the effects listed here. I don't have time for that. These are just ones that come through my experience and the experience of other people that I know. And there's no scientific data behind this. This is not some scientific analysis. It's just my experience that I'm sharing with you. So the effect that teaching writing can have on the student while he's in school. We can build his understanding. It helps him understand truth. You don't understand anything better than what you can explain it. Your student will not understand the concept any better than what they can explain how it works. So writing helps you realize any weaknesses in your understanding. Suddenly you have to know how to word this, and it forces you. Logic. Writing helps you think logically by forcing you into the structure and disciplines of language. Your explanation has to flow from A to B to C as you are thinking through it. Refining helps the student refine his ideas. He can't just use unfinished, disjointed phrases. He's got to be clear. He's got to cut out all the dross. Expression. Writing is a personal space, an outlet for feelings. People have been writing journals for years. Some students can explain their plight better while writing. Some students can let go of something that is bothering them once they write it down. Sometimes you get up in the middle of the night because you can't sleep, and you write down what's rolling through your mind, and you go to sleep. The effect that teaching writing can have on the church. We're looking now at that student. He has graduated. How is that practice back in school going to help him now? Explanation. Writing helps you explain complex ideas and situations to yourself and to others. Life is complex, and we need to give our students tools to unravel those complexities. And then when we're in church life, we have something to work with to unravel some of those complexities. Teaching. Writing is a God-approved way of to teach and transmit a truth. It's how we have His Word. An application here. We have so many wise commentators on the Bible teaching and preaching every single Sunday among our churches. And imagine how much theology material we would have if only half of those that preach and teach every Sunday would put their study material that they've studied and their thoughts into some published written form. You know, who produces most of the theology books that we read? Most of them are Protestant. But a lot of our ministers today don't feel like they can write. So I'm not faulting them, but how much teaching have we done in writing to make so the next ones coming on can do so? Preservation. Writing preserves ideas. If your school was started long ago, how do you know what happened? How do you know the drive that your original school board had? Maybe it's some Stoic board meeting notes, minutes. Or maybe they wrote stories about it. Much better understanding, you can preserve those ideas. The fact that teaching writing can have on the workplace. Clarity. Writing helps you communicate clearly. Do your employees understand what you want of them? Or are they still a little unsure after you've done your explanation? A consistent writing practice would have developed a clearer sense of communication for your employees and for you. Problem solving. Writing helps you understand systems and layout patterns. This is an essential job skill. It's the same thing you do when you look at a job and decide, how am I going to tackle this job? That's the same thing as writing an article, writing a story. How am I going to do this? How do I lay it out? Marketing. Writing expresses you as a person. So, writing is marketing. How am I going to get somebody to accept the idea that I am presenting? How am I going to get them to take it to heart? It's what you do when you're marketing, and you need to, writing gives you practice for that. So, thinking about those job skills that were talked about, such as electrical and homemaking and all of those things, here's another one. If you're at all in the world of marketing, and you're looking at internet marketing, Facebook posts, blogs, email campaigns, those are some of the number one ways that marketing happens on the internet. And if you don't know how to get your thoughts down on paper in a convincing kind of way, you need to find somebody else that can do it for you to help your business out. This is a huge marketable skill, actually. The effect that teaching writing can have on your school, we're looking at the school as a whole, not just the individual student. Inclusion. Writing is not limited to the gifted. You might not have every student be able to do Algebra 2 and that kind of thing, or beyond that, or whatever. But it's not limited to the gifted. I've had struggling students enjoy doing writing because they don't feel like they have to find a certain solution. They can just write what they are thinking in their heads and put it out on paper, and that is their answer to the question. Relationship. I've used this one so much. Having your students write gives you an insight into what they are thinking and contemplating, what's important to them. You can learn so much about your students, and then you use that information for future assignments, for discussions at lunchtime, all kinds of things. It's gold for building relationships. Reading. Writing will accent your reading comprehension. You can think of this as how, if you're a machine operator, if you know how your machine works, it makes you a better machine operator. Same way, if you have practice in preparing and crafting sentences and paragraphs and articles, you can better understand what somebody's trying to say when you read their words. And joy. Writing can be fun and exciting. And you say, no, wait a minute. You need to make sure that your teachers are equipped with the right tools and skills to be able to make writing a bright spot in the day. You can't just say, okay, I want you to write a paragraph about yourself, and then I'm going to put it on the wall. Okay? They don't know where to go with it, what to do. You need to have some clearly defined objectives like we did in our class. And that helps them have it be a much more enjoyable time. So we'll look a little bit at why we are not writing. Jonas said that sometimes it's good that we step back and look at what we are doing and think about why we are doing it. And this one here I've discovered in my look at various schools and just interactions with schools, that this might be actually a subject that we are not really doing, and we need to step back and look at why we are not doing it. And then some thoughts on how we can get started doing it. Not only are we not having specific classes to teach writing, but we're also dropping sentence answers and essay answers from across our curriculum. Thinking like in science and history, and we tend to be dropping those out. So why are we doing that? Speaking about those, you know, our other subjects, our publishers are doing it some, and I have good friends at CLE, and woe is me to indicate that they might be doing something a little shady, that wouldn't be best, but I have noticed in some of the newer editions that the sentence answers are being dropped from tests, and tests are largely becoming multiple choice, true and false, fill in the blank with one word or phrase. And let's look about why that is. Life is not multiple choice. At least mine isn't. And we need to get our students to think a little bit more deeply than to think that life is all just true or false or A, B, C, or D. There's many complexities, and writing helps them through that. So, the first reason why I think we're not writing is because we think we have too many more important things to do. I understand the school day is very full. But writing is one of those big three R's, and Jonas mentioned that. And I think we've reduced it to that simply meaning penmanship, which is knowing how to craft one letter at a time. It's letter by letter, that's penmanship. Knowing how to do spelling, which is shaping words. You know, one word at a time. How do I make this word? Okay. That is writing, but that's about where we stop. Knowing how to craft sentences and paragraphs is just not important enough, and so we push it aside. We're very practical people as Anabaptists, and I think that's very good. We prefer marketable skills over arts. So that means that we see math and language arts as necessary for getting a job. So therefore, we got to make sure we get that. So we put that in our schedule. And we see science and history and Bible as necessary for passing on our faith and our beliefs. So we make sure we get that in our schedule. And things like music and art and creative writing, we tell the teacher, well, you know, get that in when you can. And the teacher says, oh, okay, sure, that'll be easy. And it rarely happens. I believe that if we would study the nature of God and his creativity, we could get a little picture of how we might be a little bit off balance by only focusing on those practical skills and leaving aside the arts. But we'll leave that at that. The second reason, and I think this is probably one of the biggest reasons, is because checking and grading writing is a huge amount of work. Like I said, in most of our work today, we back it off to true and false, multiple choice, and largely it's because that is faster to check. Teachers can go through that kind of answers very quickly. To check writing, you have to read and digest what the student is saying, which takes time, and then you have to assign, if you're going to grade it, you have to assign a grade, which is always very subjective. And you are left wondering if your grade is actually a good representation of that work, or if it's just kind of a, well, it was better than this guy, and it was worse than this guy, so it kind of fits in here. And that's stress. And teachers already have enough stress and too little time. Teachers need to be taught how to check over their writing work efficiently, focusing on specific objectives. In this writing, we're looking for this. Doesn't matter what all the rest of it is. They also need to stop grading writing on the regular practice. If you're having a regular writing practice, don't bother to grade at all. Just check it. Think about if you're doing a new job and your boss comes along and you're tackling this new assignment that you've never done before. He comes along, he looks at it and he says, yeah, that's good, you get an 85, and he walks away. What have you gained by his assessment? Nothing, very, very little, except for that he's maybe not quite impressed with you. But if he would instead say, here, that's great, you did this part really good, this part here, why don't you do it like this? Then you've learned something, and it's much more helpful than any grade. Same thing works in writing. The final major hurdle, is that lesson creation for writing assignments largely lies with the teacher. We do not go and buy books for our teacher and say, this is what I want you to give to the students for your writing assignments. We say, just do it when you can. I find that in many schools, that's the way it works. It's a lot of work to compile ideas and generate your own lessons. There are very helpful writing guides out there, some very good ones. They're full of writing prompts and ideas. The doc has a lot of ideas, that was mentioned already. But remember that we live in a fast food, convenience store, instant messaging kind of world. And your teachers, who are probably, a bunch of them are younger than you, they are even more susceptible to that, and they will go for and teach what is fast and easy and convenient. And if you set the writing part of your school up as not very fast, easy, and convenient, saying, here are a few resources, why don't you go to those and create what you want and teach it, there's easier things for them to do than that. The teacher needs to know how to make it a creative experience, not just a writing experience, but needs to be creative. I'm a salesman for a creative writing workbook, and I'll be the first to tell you that just putting a workbook in front of them is not going to produce good writers. The teacher has to know how to do it. Those are tools that will drastically help them, is having that good workbook. But for a class to produce good quality results, there has to be example, there has to be joy in that class, and there has to be consistent practice. Those things have to be happening in order to see good results. You can promote writing in the other subjects. Encourage the teachers to add in small writing assignments. They don't have to be difficult. They just need to have to make them think a little bit. There could be essay questions on those Bible and history tests. And my students got to realize those were regular in coming, that there would be a question added to that multiple choice test about something we had studied. Providing materials for them is another thing you can do. Give them plenty of good examples in books, poetry books, picture books, classics. There's lots of written material. Get it to them. See that they attend writing workshops. When I started teaching, I went to a lot of teacher events, and I purposely avoided the writing workshops because I was scared of them. I didn't know what they were and how what they would make me do. You didn't have a choice here today, so I'm thankful for that. The fear of the unknown can be a huge hurdle. So, buy a curriculum for it. Put it in your school scope and sequence. This helps to establish it as a real subject in school and not this attitude from the students that, well, Mr. So-and-so is just giving us more work. No, it's actually a real thing in our school. It's just one of the things we have to do. As soon as I am finished here, there's going to be some speaking from the vendors on what they have. So I'm going to just give my little session now. My wife and I have a company called Creative Word Studio that I want to tell you how we're here to help with this scene. We produce two workbooks. Level one is for 4th through 7th grade, and level two is for about 6th to 9th. They're adaptable for the needs that you have. They are workbooks, which the students, the lessons are in there, the students write right in them. We've had a lot of requests for teachers' guides for our books, and so about roughly 2 years ago, we started working on those, on that for level one. We got started in it, and we discovered that we need to make a lot of revisions to level one before we make a teacher's guide for it. So we dropped the teacher's guide project and revised level one. This is hot off the press. Actually, it's not even off the press yet. This is simply a proof that we're going to be going through. I picked it up yesterday, and it's not even complete. But we clarified a lot of assignments. We changed out some lessons that we thought were a little poorer. We added some new graphics. We looked at the book and worked on our sequence, worked on some literary techniques and getting that practice in there a little bit better. And so we feel it's a very major improvement over our original book. The books are now $15 each. You can get them at CLE. In fact, today, if you want to order some, go through CLE and buy them there. With the new revision comes new printing, and new printing comes at new paper costs and labor costs, and so new books are going to be more expensive. They will go to 1975 in the very near future. The Teacher's Guide project, now that this is, the revision is largely out of the way, we plan to go to it, but we are a very small little two-horse operation, and we have real life with children and all those strains, so it's not going to be moving fast, but some things we are trying to include in that is lesson starters for the teachers, tips on what to look for in the students' writings, things on how to prepare this lesson for the students, and even just some general inspiration on writing as a whole. We do have a website. It's listed on your handout. My email and phone number is there as well. If you have questions, feel free to contact us. If you want to make purchases, you can make them directly through us through our website. But today, if you want to walk away with something, why just go to CLE and get them there. So, concluding about writing, when your student's work consists mostly of multiple choice and true and false, that's what they're going to think that life is. But on the other hand, when your student needs to write, I think they will be much more suited and ready for how life actually is. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For additional recordings produced by the Conservative Anabaptist Education Committee, visit The Dock for Learning at www.thedockforlearning.org.